listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Bernie DeGroat. With the economy in the doldrums and corporate earnings in a free fall, many CEOs have found themselves on the hot seat. Several companies have fired their CEOs, and more could be on the chopping block. Professor Noel Tishy of the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business says, economy or not, CEOs need to be held to a high standard. The days of the cozy relationship between executives and boards are gone, he says. The Ross School's Terry Kozdrowski recently spoke with Tishy.
Recently, there have been a rash of CEO firings at public companies. Tyson, Borders, Orbit, Seagate Technologies. What do you think is at work here?
What's at work is performance, performance, performance. At the end of the day, you know, the CEO is the ultimate one responsible for the performance of the organization. There are two kinds of firings. If you go back in the last decade or so, we had a whole rash of them in the 90s when we fired John Akers at IBM for lack of performance, Bob Stemple at General Motors for lack of performance, Eckerd Pfeiffer, Compaq for lack of performance, Bob Allen at AT&T, et cetera. Those were the right decisions. When you take the market cap of IBM from $100 billion down to $35 billion, it's time to go home. And then we had the crooks come along, and we fired them, the Enron, Imclone, Tyco gang. And now we have another wave of, in tough times, lack of performance. Who's held ultimately responsible? Well, it's the CEO. I am a great advocate of holding them accountable for the performance of the organization, as are the boards and as are the capital markets.
But since we're in a worldwide economic recession, how can a board tell if a company is suffering because of the slowdown or because of some genuine CEO mistakes?
Well, let's take the auto industry. The market capitalization of Toyota is well over $100 billion in this recession. The market capitalization of General Motors is about $3 or $4 billion. Why in the same industry are there some players that are outperforming others? I think that's one judgment you make. And this is all about judgment. I mean, and leadership and the board has responsibility, ultimately, for the direction of the company and the judgments the board makes around people, around the strategy of the company, and when you're in a crisis. And a lot of these companies are in a crisis, and they don't have the right people at the helm. That's why Merrill Lynch died, and that's why Citibank got rid of Chuck Prince and put a new CEO in and probably about to remove him.
There's a saying that goes, don't waste a good crisis. So could this be the time then to bring in some fresh blood, or is it risky to start a management upheaval right now?
That is the dilemma, and that's the judgment call that the board has to make. Is it riskier to leave the leader in? You got an example in Detroit. You know, what do you do at General Motors? Wagner's been there for 7 years, and the company's gotten worse and worse and worse. And now that you're in this partial bailout situation, is it riskier to pull the plug on them or bring someone else in? And that is the ultimate responsibility and judgment of the board of directors. And there's no silver bullet there. They got to make the judgment call.
As the economy shrinks and more companies report bad numbers, what's going to happen to this executive board dynamic?
If you go back to World War II, where did we make a lot of field generals? How quickly did we develop leadership talent? It was in a crisis situation. So I think we're going to see some very strong leaders emerge in a time of crisis, and then we're going to see a lot of them fail. And we're seeing companies fail, and we're going to see a lot more before we're through this. So I think at the end of the day, the ones that survive are going to be a lot stronger as long as the boards do their work. And I think in today's world, the boards have a lot more pressure on them than 5-10 years ago to act quickly. Everyone I know who's on a board of directors is taking it very, very seriously. And I know a lot of ex-CEOs who do not want to be on boards of directors because of the liability and the responsibility and the time. So I think we passed the era when this was a good old boy country club.
Noel Tishy is director of the Global Leadership Program and professor of management and organizations at the Ross School of Business. He is also co-author of the book, Judgment, How Winning Leaders Make Great Calls.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.com. nyack.edu/news.